Thank you for holding. This is Ken Lillian from the billing department of Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, it's Clarence Edwards here.
Hello, Clarence. Yes, the call has been forwarded to me for the payment. Let me just pull up your details here. Just bear with me. Sorry for the hold. I believe I'm speaking to Clarence Edwards.
Correct.
Yes, I received the notification. I see there's a payment that you will be making for $2,646 for a second book with us, that is Penguin Book Writers. So, Clarence, I would be needing the card details. First of all, I would like to have the name on card. Is it the same?
Same name.
Okay, it's Clarence Edwards. Can you please provide me the card numbers, please?
3728
mm-hmm.
4358
mm-hmm.
3592004.
Okay,
I'll repeat.
Yeah, let me repeat it for you just to make sure. It's 3728 4358. 3592004. I believe this is an American Express, right?
Correct.
All right. Can I have the expiration month and year, please?
0727.
Okay, and the four digits at the back of the card?
Four digits is on the front.
Okay, sir. Can you please provide me that?
9709.
9709. Okay, sir. And I would be needing your email address and your phone number.
C. Edwards. 7788 at Comcast.net.
Thank you for that. And the number, okay, phone number, please.
301-476. 7788.
Okay.
Now, when I submitted the first one,
mm-hmm.
American Express didn't approve it because it was, but they when I called them they did approve.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
So
okay.
Do you want me to call them now and let them know what's going on?
Yeah, we will try to process it. If it goes through, that's great. If not, then we will notify you. Because they will be a security base, obviously they hold a payment sometimes. You just have to let them know that you are aware of the charge and the name of the merchant, and that's about it. But we will try to run this from our end just to make sure if it goes through or not.
All right, well, I'm gonna wait.
Yeah.
Can you get that
done?
Yeah,
one more thing, Edward. I would need the billing address, please.
16708.
Mm-hmm.
Harbor, I'll spell H-A-R-B-O-U-R,
mm-hmm.
Town Drive, that's three words.
It's Harbor, and what's after that?
Harbor Town.
Harbor
but
Town.
But it's English. Yes, it's H-A-R-B-O-U-R, Town mm-hmm. Drive, three words.
All right.
Ashton, A-S-H-T-O-N, Maryland.
Ashton.
Ashton, Maryland. 20861.
20861. And the state name is, sir? Is Waugan? A city name?
No, I didn't repeat.
No.
What did you say?
Let me repeat the billing address to you. It's 16708 Harbortown, Ashton. Correct?
Maryland,
okay.
20861.
2861, okay. Western Maryland, okay. Let me just repeat it. I'm just having some problems listening to you. I need to know the address is 16708 Harbortown, Ashton, and your zip code is 20.
Harbortown Drive.
Harbortown Drive, Ashton.
Right, and that's three words.
Mm-hmm. What's
Ashton,
that?
Merlin.
Merlin, okay.
20861.
20861. Okay, let me just save the detail over here. Just give me a second. All right, sir, thank you for the information. We will try to process the payment, and I will be asking your project manager to give you a call once the payment has gone through, and the invoice will be sent out to your like the official email address that you've given to us. And if there's any problem, I will ring you up and let you know.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you, Clarence.
And how long do you anticipate that's going to take? Because my wife is
15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that 10 minutes will do.
Yeah. I'll get someone to give you a call then, all right?
All right, and make it within 15 minutes because my wife is dressed and ready to go.
I will make sure, sir. I will make sure of that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. You take care. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.